Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning what have you learned about your 2002 corn silage crop? Did you hit the moisture goals that you had in 2022? Corn silage should be testing somewhere between about 35 and 38% dry matter as you take it out of the bunk. Is that what's happening? If it was too dry or if it's too wet, what do you need to change in 2023 to make this more successful on your dairy? Did you hit the starch levels that you intended to hit with your corn silage? If not, what are you going to adjust this next year? Does it have to do with target dates for harvesting based on plant moisture and grain development? Maybe it's a hybrid selection thing. Also, if you're irrigating, when we talk about starch, a lot of times the starch content that we find in the corn silage is really impacted by when we stopped irrigating. If we stopped irrigating a little bit too soon, the grain development may not have occurred the last 2 or 3 weeks as we would have expected prior to harvest. So you might need to take that into consideration. There's a lot of other things that could have impacted the quality of your corn silage. Obviously, the weather has a major impact on that. You know, sometimes later planted corn silage spreads out that risk. So if you risk everything with early spring planting, maybe you need to think about some of those acres being planted a little bit later to a different hybrid. Maybe that'll help you hit some of those targets. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take a look at the 2022 corn silage and determine what they might learn as they move into the 2023 year.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.